Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, how many teachers is it this year so far that have smashed their students? I think it's probably 30 by now. But to be honest, it wasn't as bad as people made it out to be because he was only 17 and she was 25. And I heard that kid died from getting too many high fives from his fellow classmates. If he hated it, then why did he stay with her for hours? Too bad for us older guys that the teachers look like this while we were in high school. Up next, Canada spent almost $1 billion for healthcare for migrants and refugees. Yet Canadians who paid into the system their entire lives are dying waiting to receive medical treatment. I hear that the same thing is also going on in the United States right now. It's time to send the invaders home. It's not our fault they don't have proper countries and have to come to the West. Canada is at least forcing them to start paying 30% of the costs. I'll believe it when I see it, though. Number three, scientists discovered a compound in overripe bananas that destroys cancer cells while leaving the rest untouched. Too bad the high sugar content feeds cancer. If you want to eat something that's anti-cancer, then eat broccoli sprouts. They taste terrible, but they help. Non-medical advice. This is also yet another fake news story that has been debunked before. Eat an anti-inflammatory diet with as few carbohydrates as possible if you want to be healthy and feel great. That's what I do. Moving on, speaking of unhealthy, take a look at Michaela Peterson. Jordan Peterson's daughter with Jordan Peterson wrapped up like he's in some sort of cocoon, with doctors extracting his baby batter, perhaps. Why do women always take their picture in front of somebody or something so they can get attention? Anything for attention, and she also looks like she slammed into the wall. Grok says this is real, but I think this is AI-generated Michaela, and the suit in the background is from some BDSM forum. AI is wrecking the internet as well as memes. Number 5, men are finally thinking up words to shame women for their bad behavior. The way that women have been doing for years with words like mansplaining and mansitting. Now we have she-laborating, where woman gives you unwanted commentary on a subject. Mansplaining was always used to distract everyone from the fact that it's women that are always explaining things unnecessarily. Mansplaining is just projection for she-laborating when women give us their unwanted opinions. Up next, they say that men who date younger women are often much happier. Actually, from what I can tell, men who don't date at all are the happiest. Also, this headline forgot the two most important words, which are for now. Once the divorce grape comes or the nagging, the guy's life is a disaster. Can't wait to build the virtual sex system, though. The project goes full steam ahead after the next crypto cycle is done in about 3 to 4 years now. Number 7, a bill in Michigan aims to ban all porn online and imprison content creators. Good luck doing that. I'm in Florida and got a whole bunch of age verification notices and just switched my location via VPN and could still see everything. Even if they ban it all in America and Canadian jurisdictions, you can still access it somewhere in the world through a VPN. But the scary thing is that the US has jurisdiction over the entire .com TLD. They could actually ban it. This is why I keep hard drives with thousands of spicy videos on them. One day they might be worth their weight in gold. Moving on, let the conjugal visits begin, because Luigi Mangione won't face the death penalty when he's found guilty. Too bad for him, he's medically impotent, so he won't be able to bang all those honeys that'll be throwing themselves at him, including the female prison guards. The guy will be treated like royalty in prison, though, because he ended some fat cat CEO that was hurting people by denying them their medical claims. Can we at least kill those eyebrows? Number 9, here's the current state of AI slop. On the cover of Vogue, Ariana Grande has 6 fingers, and no one noticed it before publishing this. This just proves to me that professional fashion photography is now dead. Then again, maybe that really is Grande and she's a Nephilim baby. Some people claim that that's just sloppy Photoshop editing, but these days there's almost no way to be sure. But seriously, does she look like Ariana Grande to you? She's too fat. Up next, why won't we get this? Kill Bill Volume 3 with Maya Hawke. Unfortunately, Quentin Tarantino owns the movie rights and the rights to the characters, and isn't planning a sequel. But you just know that the fans will eventually use AI to make a whole bunch of fan films. But I think the real film would need to go in the direction of Vivica Fox's daughter coming to kill Kiddo. That could be the title, Kill Kiddo. Maybe she kills Maya Hawke's character first. Now that would work. Number 11, this founder of a Canadian pride group is found guilty for raping a 12-year-old boy he met on Grindr. But what I want to know is how the app even lets 12-year-olds on in the first place. On the bright side, at least he's going to get as much poop shoot action as he wants in prison. as well as AIDS. Canada will probably keep its mouth shut about this, just like that trans kid that took out 9 people. Nothing to see here, keep moving on, folks. Keep moving. I'd bring the death penalty back for this one. Moving on, this British pensioner who won the lottery used his winnings to set up a drug lab. What's the problem with this? After all, every man needs a hobby. He's just trying to take the $2.4 million he won and turn it into $24 million. I'd hire an ambitious guy like this because you know he's never satisfied with what he has and always wants more. You know, he was probably cooking and trying to become the next real Walter White. Number 13, this individual says that every straight man should date a trans woman. I don't think so. I'm not dating Danny DeVito's penguin in drag. They them says that you shouldn't date them for love, but to shut down hate at its source. As I've said before, many of the trans people out there are just gay, but since being gay doesn't give them attention anymore, the way that it did in the 80s and 90s, they have to turn trans to keep the eyeballs on them. Up next, Kathy Griffin recalls how at the age of 65, she ended up accidentally falling in love with a 23-year-old guy. In this day and age, imagine if a 65-year-old guy were to say that he accidentally fell in love with a 23-year-old woman. What I want to know is, who's the other woman in the picture? My guess is that's the one creating the post desperately trying to get people to share it and for her to be noticed. This is the level of thirst for attention we've reached, people. Number 15, does this woman have a point that after listening to religious people describing heaven as moneyless, stateless, and a classless world only to then criticize communism? In heaven, an all-powerful God provides, but under communism, men have to provide, and in this world it's a thankless job that costs you your limited life force only to have your effort confiscated by useless eaters. Heaven would also have no physical or time limits. This world has them. She just wants free stuff and for male effort to pay for it. Moving on, looks like it might be the beginning of the end for Nintendo, as you can choose Angie's dating preferences, which include an option for non-binary. Also meet Devin Pritchard, the first woman president of the US division of Nintendo, and she's going to be in charge of Super Mario Kart, Super Smash Bros., and Legend of Zelda. Will she become the Kathleen Kennedy of console games? You just know that wokeism will probably be incoming. Number 17, the Greek island of Santorini bans overweight tourists from riding donkeys, marking a win for animal welfare. Yeah, I guess they're tired of carrying all those fatties. Is this an English or an American woman? She looks like so much of a mayonnaise golem that she burdened this beast a burden. I'd go one step further and make the donkeys ride her instead. I guess Santorini needs to create a new off-road version of the Walmart mobility scooter. Up next, some delusional jeet says that Indians are the real Asians, and that the rest are just plastic and bleached Asians. Tell me you're jealous without telling me. And all this time, I thought that Indians were the real Aryans. Many have told me that before. When people think of Asians, they think of East Asians because they're the most relevant. Remember, everyone, that Indians are a handsome and noble people just like the Somalians. Number 19, this South Sudan ex-soldier becomes a millionaire, and then the government started investigating his wealth. So he fled and asked them why they didn't investigate him while he was poor. They will always investigate your source of wealth, but never investigate your source of poverty. This is brilliant because odds are the government is the source of his poverty. I like this guy trying to hit them with the reverse Uno card. If bro hadn't showed off like this, I'm pretty sure he would have been fine. Moving on, people are saying that the Australian government could force lockdowns again from the Nipah virus, coming from India. But it's not a big issue because apparently it's spread by flinging poo around. And if you show footage from the Indian poo festival where they actually throw it at each other, that's considered racism now. It's real, and a giant cow dung fight marks the end of the Diwali festival in an Indian village. I think people will never tolerate lockdowns ever again. Number 21, Bill Gates is a walking STD. The Epstein files allege that he got antibiotics from Epstein after contacting an STD from Russian girls and gave something to Melinda Gates too. No wonder she wanted to file for divorce, because she just couldn't share this high-quality man with other women. Who would have thought that Microsoft would catch a virus on Epstein Island? I hope that Elon is okay because he also went on that island. Up next, Canada's GDP is set to shrink by 0.5% in the fourth quarter because of US tariffs. This isn't Trump's fault though. It's because Canada isn't very productive and they have to cut back the immigration from the Jeets. Only 10% of the normal immigrants are coming, and people are now fleeing. I'm in Florida, and it's great, except I'm surrounded by nosy boomers in a condo community full of Karens, making sure I follow their HOA rules, if I actually want to use the gym and the pool. Other than that, it's pretty great. Number 23, a Dubai billionaire buys a $50 million island so his wife can wear a bikini. Looks like simps are found in every culture. Wouldn't it just be cheaper to fly someplace else or have her wear nothing at all? I call BS on this story, because I can't find it anywhere. Not to mention there are tons of beaches in Dubai where women do wear bikinis. Also, the small islands off the coast, there's a ton of privacy and you can do it there too. Moving on, this 74-year-old grandma gives birth. This is exactly what every teenager needs. 90-year-old parents. But how is this even possible? Apparently she took a whole bunch of hormones and got the eggs from somebody else. So it wasn't even her kid. And now we have one more ready for the call center. You can just see all the career women out there taking notes, getting embryos frozen, and getting ready to settle down as single mothers at 70. Number 25 on the last one, you must pick one. Personally, I take Marilyn because whenever I look at Sweeney's face, I see a touch of Down syndrome in her, and I don't like her voice either. Norma Jean on the right has a prettier face. And to be fair, here's what she looked like before and after plastic surgery. She received a chin implant, nose job, and eyebrow lift. Not to mention that upper chin filler to hide her horse teeth. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.